All right, now, just to give you a bit of a heads up, tomorrow, Sunday, we're going to continue a conversation that I had with regards to communicating with God, but this is a little different. It runs along those lines, but the focus is going to be different. I'm going to be asking a question about, well, broaching the topic of whether or not God never listens to those who are not in covenant relationship with him. Now, notice how I worded it. I'm going to broach the topic of whether or not, whether it's true that God never listens to those who are not in covenant relationship with him. That's going to be one of the discussions. We're going to talk more about having that which is good released to us. And so I definitely want you to be listening. Remember, we are on WTHB 1550 AM, The Voice, Monday through Sunday. During the week, from 1 until 2 p.m. On the weekends, from 1 until 3 p.m. If for whatever the reason, you decide that it's just not going to fit into your schedule, this day or that day, and there's something that you want to hear on the day that you won't be able to tune in with us on radio, feel free to go to speakingwith.com and you can listen online by clicking on the link that's labeled Listen Online at your convenience. All right, so looking at this stress, ladies and gentlemen, are you hearing anything that is kind of resonating with you with regards to stress? You're thinking, whoa, hold up. I heard you say something about taking care of a disabled child. I know the stress that goes with that. And I want to remind you to try to avoid feeling guilty because you feel stressed when providing care for a loved one who has special needs, whether that is a senior citizen, aunt, parent, grandparent, uncle, great uncle, who is needing support, more support than usual. Don't feel guilty about feeling stress, about the fact that you feel stressed. In fact, if you feel guilty about feeling stressed, or if you put out energy trying to deny that you feel stressed, you'll probably actually feel more stressed. It'll be better in the long run. Just go ahead and acknowledge that you're stressed and start trying to find some productive ways to reduce the stress. Stress. Ongoing stress. Listen to this. When stress is prolonged or unremitting, you just can't bring the level down. It takes a major toll. Now get this, on the body and the brain and the mind and the soul. It affects the entire being. When it just goes on and on and on and on, the stress causes some serious problems with the whole person. That's part of the reason I try to encourage you to recognize that we are the body, including the brain, the mind, and the soul. We are all of that. All of that makes us who we are. And when that stress is just going on and on and on, it wears on every part of us. This ongoing assault wears us down, measurably aging, or as some people put it, weathering our insides, aging our insides. And for some of us, much more than others. Chronic stress zaps brain power by literally damaging neural pathways of the brain and skewing judgment. That chronic stress that just goes on and on compromises the immune system. It takes a toll on the heart, the kidneys, the liver, as well as the brain. Would you have thought that constant stress would take a toll on the liver and the kidneys? Now, we could almost see it wearing out the heart, right? But the kidneys and the liver, how about actually wearing the brain out? And as they said, zapping the brain of its power by damaging the brain's neural pathways. So here's a question. Does living in the world today mean that no matter what we do, we're doomed to swim in a sea of stress and be dogged by its effects, including anxiety, meltdowns, and panic attacks? Or could it be that everything we thought we knew about stress and how to manage it or alleviate it is outdated or maybe outright wrong? Well, Everyday Health's United States of Stress Special Report surveyed 6,700 Americans across the nation, ages 18 to 64. And they cut a wide swath across demographic groups, gender, and health conditions to find out what stresses us and how we cope. And I'm going to be giving you some more information about their findings. What stresses us and how do we cope? In the meantime, let me share with you right now one more way to cope with stress, and that is by creating a schedule. That's right, creating a schedule. How many of you find out when you have a schedule, it really takes a lot of pressure off your brain, off your mind? If routine responsibilities like cooking dinner get you frazzled, plan a weekly menu on Sunday night. And go with that menu. You're taking a lot of the guesswork out. You're taking out a lot of the whole idea of, okay, what's next? And scrounging around for, do you even know that you have all the ingredients you need to make what you finally decide to cook? Yeah, take care of that menu on a scheduled basis. All right. You may find that's a great way to let some of life's best moments come to you, because you're reducing the stress. Till next time. Up next, let's take a look with regards to where we are. Yeah, let's take a look as to where we are with regards to working out, exercising. Gonna let WebMD walk us through something. I'm gonna be asking you this question as we go through it. Is this the way to work out?